Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I'm your master overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We'll be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. We'll be right back. Welcome, good sentries, to brand new session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. In this week, we have the return of Radio Brother Francis Clare, 3-9's radio from Kitchener-Waterloo CKMS radio.
Well, hello there. A tape welcome to all.
Yeah.
You can hear the sounds of tape on the radio. Doing okay out there, everybody? It's Francis Clare on the air with my best friend here on the radio land, Nicholas Cooper.
Yeah.
Hey, brother. All right. So, thank you for the little intro. Yeah, Dylan Francis Clare here from 3-9's Radio and from Kitchener-Waterloo, or most people like to say 3-9's Compact Cassettes. What you just heard was from cassette, actually. I'm playing a bunch of cassettes mixed with
some of my stuff. Choices.
Yeah. That was Future Machines, and their song was called The Arcade Machines, Make Us Animals. That's one of my favorite tracks off the little EP here.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Now, you said something that you're doing a show that's involving you?
So, I guess you said you haven't been up to date really on what Splendid Industries is. Mm. Well, because actually, like, Ned Flanders is part of that group. So Splendid Industries is a Toronto-based, like, weirdo music community of Ontario musicians. And also, my persona, Piers Olvi, is part of that, and the SMK is part of that as well.
So I had a little message the other day from a gentleman. I forget his name. And he's asking, yeah, 3-9 should be a part of this. I'm like, okay, give me more information. I haven't checked my inbox recently.
Would this be Tyson?
Possibly.
Is that a name?
Possibly.
He's
the
one. I
gotta check the inbox. But yes, I'm just discovering this. And somebody kind of offered a hand. And I might just take it and see where it takes me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty cool community. And like, you guys are doing a presentation or?
Yeah, so it's very lucky that you brought in Future Machines to play today.
Oy.
That, Splendid Industries, just like the SMK has been doing with my concert curations, they are going to be starting to curate their own concerts with members from Splendid Industries.
Wicked.
So, it's going to be called the members part is called the Peanut Gallery. So the show is called the Peanut Gallery's Inaugural Ball, which will be taking place on August 8th this summer at the Junction City Music Hall in Toronto, featuring Future Machines. Our good friends, Animatist.
Oh.
More good friends, Yumpster.
Ooh.
And
I didn't know this was going to be that
so intense
awesome.
And so great.
Okay, I might have to go to Toronto. Don't like to go to Toronto, but I might have to.
Yeah, definitely. And then also making a live debut is Dust of Binary.
Okay.
Which is Tyson's duo project with... I forget your name, the drummer. It's a bass and drum duo.
Oh.
And also a visual component accompanied by Fractal Sound, which is Peter Gorski.
Okay.
It's going to be so good a concert, and I'm going to miss it.
That's August 8th.
Yeah.
Okay. In Toronto. All right. That's neat. And then, so that's Future Machines. That's how I found this tape at an awesome show here in Guelph, actually at Big Rig Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica 93 from France is playing, plus Cardbe from Montreal. It was like a wicked math night. It was like on a Wednesday or a Thursday, like a month ago. That's where I picked up this cassette. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, what did we hear before Future Machines?
So we heard Montreal post-punk band Blue Nuit.
Yes.
With the two starting tracks off of their new album, Le Jardin des Mémoires, The Garden of Memories, translated into English, on Michelle Records. We heard the title track, Le Jardin des Mémoires, and Le Même Discours. I've just finished the last few days editing and producing the 2-hour interview special that I've able to interview Jan and Nicola of the band. Mm. And when they came around, when the band came around for Kazoo Fest here in Guelph in April, and also got to live record their Kazoo performance.
Oh, neat. Okay.
So that's all done, and it will be broadcasted in 2 weeks from now.
Oh, you have it all planned out?
Yep.
All planned out.
Yes, planned out.
I have no idea what we're doing tomorrow. I never plan out things. Except you're like, yo, you're coming to my show in a month. I'm like, okay. That's my plans. neat. Okay, that's sweet. You're going to be playing this this little interview slash showcase.
It's 2 hours. It was really involved. And at the beginning, I wasn't... I didn't know how to organize it, so I was kind of stumbling a bit on it. Mm-hmm. But once I got through the first hour, it was fine. Well, I guess because the concert part is half an hour, so I just had to insert that in.
I hear you. That's just pretty easy.
Yeah. So I'm excited to be finally broadcasting that on the air after months of partial procrastination.
I hear you. That's how it works, though. That's how it works. It's all good. All right, well, should we play more music on this radio show?
Yeah.
What do you feel like doing?
Well, maybe we should mention not only having you back here, man.
Oy.
But, which is, it's always a pleasure to have a passionate, dedicated radio host.
I love my tapes and I love radio. I love community radio, so you found me.
Yeah, found you. Found you with my marvelous lens.
Exactly.
We're also, this week, co-presenting together a Guelph concert.
Yes, there's a concert happening at the ANF, as people say it. Or
ANF,
it's called...
Or Army Navy Air Force Club.
Yes.
In downtown Guelph.
On Gordon Street.
32 Gordon Street.
Yeah, 32 Gordon Street.
This Thursday, June 20th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're hosting a rather electronic party of sorts.
Yeah, electronic vibe.
Extravaganza.
Definitely in the, I want to say too experimental, but it's different. It's a different vibe.
It's a range.
Yes.
Based on each of the bands and artists that we've come, or been able to get together.
Yeah. So we have G. Michael Thomas. Now he's from Oakville, Hamilton, Toronto. He's around that. He goes between the cities. He lives around, works around. I met this guy a couple months ago. Really like his style, what he's doing. His act is going to be putting on the table on Thursday. It's called Mercoa. And he's going to be doing more of like a chill wave kind of one-man band, just him and his iPad just singing on top. It's really nice. It's really good. So that's going to kick off the evening on Thursday.
Nice.
And then my band, Mouthfeel.
I'm so excited for Mouthfeel.
Mouthfeel is going to be tearing up the electro punk buzz. And then we have Navi from Toronto.
With electroacoustic, experimental... maybe it has a sense of orchestral kind of feel to it.
That's the feel, definitely. Just ambience and just, yeah, it's really nice feel. Very nice ear feel.
I get that.
Yeah. And then to kick it all off, you have Barry Wall, or to just get that night out of here. Just to end the night, the capper, the end. That's going to be Barry Wall.
Cream on the top.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the cherry on top.
Exactly. Cream and the cherry, yeah. Mm-hmm. Barry Wall, new act from Guelph, actually.
Guelph's own Kyle Bodie, which I had on the SMK 2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks ago now?
Yep, two weeks ago. And it was for my birthday broadcast.
Oh, yes.
And he came in. We talked about his music, his life. Able to premiere a few of the tracks off his debut album.
That's cool. I'm gonna play one or maybe two songs off his album as well.
Yeah, because 3-9's Compact Cassettes has made cassettes.
Yes. Well, I'm in the midst of doing so. Yeah, I made a couple test copies today to play on the radio for today and tomorrow, but they'll be done for Thursday. We're going to do 20 to 30 copies. I just finished the artwork today, did a couple prints, practice prints. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
honeymoon. And we're going to tape test it.
Yeah, we're going to tape, see how it sounds on the radio. I like doing that, you know, because I usually have my radio show Tuesday and the release is usually on the weekend. So I like to test the tapes and make sure they're all good. So I'm going to do a tape test to see if it sounds
right
good
here.
On the air.
Yeah, on the SM.
Via tape.
Yeah, I'm excited to be able to provide that.
Yeah.
Platform.
So we have Michael G. Thomas. We have Melfeel. We have Navi. And we have Barry Wall Thursday at the Anif in Guelph.
Doors at 8 p.m. Starts at around 8:30 p.m. $10 admission. Physically accessible and safe space location.
Mm-hmm.
No hats policy. A 19 plus venue.
Yep. Yeah, that's gonna be pretty excited. Yeah. Hopefully the people come out for the Thursday show.
Yeah.
See what happens. Yeah. All right. Well.
Do we want to feature one of our artists?
Okay, well, we can start from the beginning.
Sure.
Michael G. Thomas,
yeah.
G. Good. Michael Thomas, should I say? All right, Markoa, or he like to go by G. Michael Thomas.
He has many musical personas.
Yeah, but he likes to perform under Markoa. This is off his record, or sorry, his tape called Love Bite. He put it together himself. I think he made 30 copies himself. Once these are gone, he gave me like the last of it. He has a 10 left, right? He gave him the rest of them. Once those are gone, 3-9's going to do a reissue, something a little different look. But yeah, I'm going to put in Love Bite, and the song is called Distant Friend.
Well, that's one of my favorite tracks off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm going to hopefully get him to... Hopefully he plays it on Thursday. He doesn't play the song usually live.
Oh,
but
yeah?
Yeah, we'll just play it today and tomorrow, and hopefully he plays it Thursday.
We'll request it.
I'll definitely request it, yeah. Okay, give me a second while I cue up the tape. One moment.
Yeah.
All right, ready when you are.
Oh, okay, so here's... G. Michael Thomas as Markoa with a Distant Friend off Love Bite here on the SMK.
Still on the ground.
If I'll see you again.
That was Devours.
Yeah.
Vancouver queer electro pop artist I've been really into lately.
That was cool. Thanks for showing me them.
Yeah, and that was Off the Grid, off their new album Iconoclasts on Artifact Records. And it's, yeah, I've been slowly leading up to, which will, it will be next week, which I'll have to start pre-recording that. Next week will be the SMK's it's been annual Pride feature.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm actually lucky and really glad this year that I've been able to curate 100% show of musicians who identify or include members of the LGBT2SQ community.
Sweet. That's so like the whole 2 hours curated.
Yeah, from across Canada and a few overseas artists.
Neat. That's cool. Sweet. And that's next week? Not
next week.
Okay. Well, I guess part of Pride Month makes sense. That's wicked.
It's still within June, so.
Yeah, no, exactly. Oh, really neat. Really cool.
Yeah, and then we heard before Devours, G. Michael Thomas.
Yes, G. Michael Thomas playing this Thursday at the Anif in Guelph. That was a song called Distant Friend. That's off a record called Love Bite. 3/9 compact cassette does carry it. So this Thursday, if you're interested, come out to the Anif and I'll be selling these things. These things called tapes.
And all DIY homemade. And it's honestly good quality and very unique designs that you do, Francis.
Why, thank you. Yes, DIY, but it does sound good. I make sure all the tapes that are sold are checked. Yeah, professional printing. Some of them repurposed tapes, because some people like to recycle, reuse, per se. And some of them are new. Some of them have design, some of them don't. Yeah, all different things. It's pretty neat, pretty different world. It's an art piece. It's a little art piece.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we do another feature, because you were handling it a bit, the Mouthfeel album, because this is your band. Maybe we can talk a little bit about how this, you're in many, many bands. So yeah. How did this one come to fruition?
Well, this one here, this is something I want, this sound is something I wanted to do for years now. And it just turned out that this jam hall I've running in Kitchener called Elvis Freshly, a couple of the individuals, a couple of the people that are involved with it. I asked, hey, do you want to jam with me? And then they liked the sounds and the things I was doing with the drum machine and my Casio SK1, a little keyboard. Yeah, and just like we started jamming over the winter, and then, yeah, it's only been a few months, like, you know, half a year now, and yeah, we're starting a little run of shows this June, and then we're going to do another run of shows hopefully in the fall. But yeah, we're called Mouthfeel. It's kind of like electronic-y punk, kind of dancey stuff, very crude. Yeah, it's definitely a different sound than the rest of the acts that I belong to. Yeah, I made a cassette that was released a few weeks ago. I made 25 or 27 cassettes. It's kind of like a bronzy, plum bronzy paint on the cassette with plaited mouths and tongues. It's not plaited, should I say. It's tiled. Yeah.
It's called Demonstration 1.
Yeah, it's our demonstration. It's just what we kind of... It's what we are. It's what we sound like, yeah. I want to get us into an actual studio and do like a live off-the-floor recording with the band. We're a four-piece band, by the way. So I'm going to do... this was the demo is tracking. I did all the recording myself, but I want to do like an actual recording in a studio where I don't have to worry about it. I mean, just all the instruments can play at once.
Yeah. So I've been loving it so far. Like always returning to listen through it all.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for premiering it. I know you did written a little thing on one of the songs called Ginny. That was the first song I released.
I wrote a little thing on Ride the Tempo.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. That made my day and my week and my month. But yeah, we're going to play a song off Demonstration 1. It's called Might, the last song. On the tape, all the songs kind of blend in with each other, because that's how I like it, kind of want it for like a live experience. But yeah, let's put it in and see what happens. Yeah, one moment.
Yes. Yeah, again, you can catch Mouthfeel along with G. Michael Thomas, Navi, and Barry Wall at the NAF Club this Thursday, June 20th. Are we ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Ready. Here we go. Here we go. Mouthfeel with Might.
Thank you.
The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope here on CFRU 93.3 FM with Francis Clare of Three Nines Radio.
Yep, 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 yep. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
That was Bomnivores, Halifax experimental rock duo, continuing on my little passage into their new album, Metamorphonic, self-released, available on, I think, actually, it's Pay What You Can on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
We'd heard Uplift. And then before them, we heard Sombra, Montreal alternative industrial electronic trio with their recent new single, Casablanca, which will be available on their upcoming to be released album Free From Interruption on Silver Moon Records coming up this fall.
And then neat.
And we started off with?
Well, we started out with a four-piece project from Kitchener-Waterloo, Ontario called Mouthfeel. Their EP called Demonstration 1, released from 3-9's Compact Cassettes, and that was a song called Might. They're playing Thursday at the Anif in Guelph, guys, with G. Michael Thomas, Navi, and also Barry Wall.
All the good stuff.
It will be a wicked time. Just come on out, guys. Just come on out.
Yeah. You can find out more information and stuff on the Facebook and other social medias, mm-hmm. both from SMK Concert Cura and it will be 999 Tapes.
Mm-hmm.
All those ats.
999 Tapes or 3-9's Compact Cassettes. Or check us out at 999tapes.bandcamp.com for all the releases there. It's up to you guys.
Yeah. I think we're going to head into another tape.
Another cassette made by yours truly, Francis Clare. We're going to do a song from a little precious of ours.
Or a good precious friend.
Sages.
Yeah.
My favorite song is Birdwatcher off this release here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you want to do a little announcement while I go over to the machine and press the play button?
Sure. Yeah. Actually, I should mention I got to interview Sombra's main man, Matthew Desmer, a few weeks ago, and I will be producing a shorter interview with that features him for a future SMK feature during the summer, which I actually have. It's been alluded to that I'll mention again at the end of the show that I'm gonna be moving to my summer residence again for this year, so there won't be live broadcasts of the SMK, but I will be continuing pre-recorded style with these interviews with Blue Nui, Sombra, and also I've just finished today going through the first SMK concert with Galax, Seawater and Row, Stamp Partners, and yours truly as Piers Olvi. Just finished going through the audio for that, and that will be a future session during the summer. Are we ready?
All ready.
Ready. Okay, here we go with Sages.
You know, from the night, there's nothing to you.
Thank you.